verse 10 and verse 11. As you all know, every first Sunday is set apart for spiritual warfare. Consequently, my message this morning is along that line. But before we go into my text, I would like to show you something in this scripture that you just opened to prepare you for what I'm about to say. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 and verse 11. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I'd like for you to pay attention to a phrase that Paul the Apostle used in verse 11. He describes the operations of the enemy as the wiles of the devil. Wiles of the devil. Other translations have that as the clever tricks of the devil. Another translation calls it the strategies of the devil. Another one calls it the craftiness. And yet another translation calls it the deceits of the devil. I don't need to tell you this morning that the enemy is full of tricks. The enemy is full of strategies. The enemy is full of craftiness. And the enemy is full of deceit. One of those clever tricks is what I like to unfold to you this morning. And it's described in the book of Daniel, chapter 8, verse 25. As I bring you a message this morning titled, Destroyed by Peace. Destroyed by Peace. Daniel, chapter 8, verse number 25. And through his policy also, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart. Look at the next statement. And by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. Verse 25 that I just read is part of a vision that Daniel saw while he was in the palace of Shushan during the third year of the reign of a king called Belshazzar, the last king of the Babylonian Empire. It is not my intention this morning to explain the details of the symbolism of the characters mentioned in chapter 7, especially in chapter 8. If you read chapter 8, you will look so confused because of the characters that are described there. But that's not my concern this morning. What I am interested in is a statement that is made in that verse 25 that points to a specific strategy that the Antichrist will use to establish his kingdom on earth during the end time. And since the Antichrist will work under the direct inspiration from Satan, we are at liberty this morning to ascribe this strategy to the way the devil usually works against the children of God. Look at the verse again. And through his policy also, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart. The next statement is what we're looking at this morning. And by peace shall destroy many. Help me look at somebody and say, I prophesy to you, you shall never be destroyed. Turn to somebody and say, I prophesy to you, you shall never be destroyed. Your business shall never be destroyed. God's plan for your life shall never be destroyed. Your destiny shall never be destroyed. Whoever wants to destroy you will destroy themselves in the process of destroying you. In the name of Jesus. Satan's whole strategy, ladies and gentlemen, is to destroy. But it does not always destroy by war. He also destroys by peace. What the enemy cannot achieve through war, he achieves through peace. When he cannot do something through fighting, he will do that same thing through fakery, if that's a good English. What he cannot accomplish through enmity, he accomplishes through friendmity, if that is good English. Friendmity are friends, so-called, that are actually enemies. So we join the two words, friends and enemies, and we come up with frenemies. Those that the devil will like to poison, he will invite to a feast. And they will think they are enjoying the feast. Unfortunately, the feast is laced with poison. Those that the devil cannot conquer through vice, he will seek to conquer through being nice. Get so nice to you, but it's killing you. Those that he wants to hurt, he will pretend to help. When the devil talks tranquility, he actually means treachery. When he says it's over, ladies and gentlemen, it's just beginning. When he tells you that you are cherished, then you are ready to perish. On one side of the page, the devil will sign the order of release. But if you flip the page upside down, you will find the order of arrest, destroyed by peace. You know what I hate most about legal documents in this country? Is the fine print. I don't know why they call it fine. Those tiny, small prints that people my age cannot read. They are tiny, and sometimes they are even much more than the real document. Yet, not understanding them can get you in trouble. But who really bothers to read small print? I've been in many real estate closings, and I just laugh when my attorneys get to where you sign. And they just say, this one means they sign here. This one means they sign here. This one means they sign here. And I would say to myself, I trust you. If you say sign, I will sign. How many people read those documents? Well, the enemy uses fine print. See, in bold print, he puts the agreement of peace. But at the very bottom of the document is a fine print. There he will insert the declaration of war. Unfortunately, most people never read the fine print. I want you to give me your undivided attention this morning. God has something to share with you. When the enemy seeks to destroy a man and he cannot find a way, you know what it does? It takes three steps backwards. And it makes you feel he doesn't exist again. He steps away from the battles that he has waged against you. And it gives you an impression that everything is fine now. I give up. You have won. The enemy never agrees that anybody has won. That I want you to know. Except for the grace and the mercy of God, the enemy doesn't know how to say, I have lost. And when he knows that he's about to lose, then he says the war is over. But actually, it's not over. When it looks as if Satan is dead, he's planning something deadly. When Satan portrays himself as a friend, he's actually an unfriendly friend. Because by peace, he destroys many. I've been in this walk, I've been in this journey for quite a number of years. And I've seen too many people in ministry. I've seen too many people in families. I've seen too many people with businesses. I've seen too many people in their spiritual lives that were champions on the battlefield that fell for this lie of the devil. Destroyed by peace. Let me illustrate my point with two scriptures before we go on this morning in the book of Judges. Judges chapter 4 in verse 17. This will amaze you. How the enemy will give you an impression that everything is fine, everything is peaceful, don't worry about it, you are in safe hands, is a lie of the devil. Judges chapter 4 in verse 17. Howbeit, Sisera fled away on his feet. I want to listen to this story. To the tent of Jael, the wife of Heber, the Kenite. Now look at the next statement. For there was peace, between Jabin, the king of Hazor, and the house of Heber, the Kenite. So when he was running, he felt, let me run into a place that I think I will be safe. Now look at verse 18. And Jael went out to meet Sisera, the king, and said unto him, turn in, my lord, turn in to me. And he said, fear not, may you never turn into the devil. When the enemy says fear not, it's a lie. He says, turn in to me, and fear not. And he also took the bait. And when he had turned in unto her into the tent, she covered him with a mantle. Every mantle of the enemy upon my life, may they catch fire. I didn't pray for you, I prayed for myself. Every mantle of the devil upon your life, may they catch fire. Put a mantle upon him. What care? For he didn't know. And he said unto her, verse 19, give me, I pray thee, a little water to drink, for I am thirsty. And she opened a bottle of milk and gave him to drink and covered him. He asked for water. She gave milk. Wonderful. Wonderful. I came to the right place to hide. May you never go to the wrong place to hide. You don't understand what I'm talking about this morning. Because I know many that have gone to untimely grave because they trusted the wrong person. And again he said unto her, verse 20, stand in for me at the door of the tent. Be my guard. And it shall be, when any man doth come to inquire of thee and say, is there any man there? Thou shalt say no. May your enemies never be your God. And Jael, Heber's wife, said, oh, sure. I'll not sleep. I'll stand here and protect you. And if any man comes, I'll say you're not here. It's a lie of the devil. Then Jael, Heber's wife, took a nail of the tent and took a hammer in her hand and went softly unto him, took the nail, put it on his temples, and the Bible says he fastened it unto the ground, for he was fast asleep and weary. So he died. May you never die in your sleep. Every power that comes in the night to terminate your life, may they never know the bed where you are sleeping. You didn't hear my prayer. I said, powers of the night that come to war against you while you are asleep, may the battle be terminated this afternoon. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says, when man slept, the enemy came. Most of the time, I always say to people that the most dangerous time of your day is your night. Because what the enemy cannot do to you while you are awake, he will seek to do to you while you are asleep. I pray that as from today, giant angels shall watch over your life. I pray that as from today, you will sleep in peace, you will wake up in peace. I pray that as from today, demonic dreams shall not be your portion. I pray that from today, you will not join the list of those who slept and they never wake up. But this lady thought, hey, this man thought he was safe. Can I make an appeal to you? And I know you don't understand this. And I know you may not understand it. But I want to appeal to you. If the person is a human being, look at them twice before you depend upon them. If the person is a human being, hey, look upon them before you lean on them. If a person is a human being, look at them before you say, I know them and I trust them. I know what they can do and I know what they cannot do. It's a lie of the devil. You don't know what anybody can do. You don't know what anybody can do. It's only God that you can say, I know what my Father can do. I know what Jesus can do. I know what the Holy Ghost can do. Woe unto the man that trusteth in man. Because it's nothing but the arm of flesh. And the arm of flesh will always fail. Even when they don't want to fail, they will fail. And even when they don't want to fail, they can be manipulated by outside forces to work against you. Ah, I pray that your enemies will not work for your enemies. You need discernment. I wish this man had discernment. Hey, can I say something else? When you are weary, I'm talking physical. When you are weary, when you are tired physically, you are exposed. You are exposed. The easiest time for the enemy to hit is when a man is tired. It's when a man is weary. And that's why I tell myself, whenever I'm tired, whenever I'm weary, I want to stay awake. Because the enemy that you are fighting against does not sleep. He does not slumber. And here you are, you're a human being. God told Peter, James, and John, he said, watch and pray, lest you fall into temptation. And they went and prayed. But what did they do? They slept. And the Bible says they slept because they were full of sorrow. I pray that this sorrow that is presently upon your life shall be terminated this morning in the name of Jesus. I pray that whatever is weighing you down this afternoon, they will be removed before you leave this place in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, you will not die in the hand of your enemy. He thought he was in a safe place, but he was not. And before he realized it, he died in the hand of a woman. And it was a big deal in those days to die in the hand of a woman. And look at verse 22, and behold, as Barak pursued Sisera, Jael came out to meet him and said unto him, come in, and I will show thee the man whom thou seekest. And when he came into his tent, behold, the king Sisera laid dead, and the nail was in his temples. May your enemies not rejoice over you. But he thought he was in a safe place. He thought he was in a place of peace. Can I pray a prayer for you this morning? May God open your eyes. You didn't hear my prayer. I said, may God open your eyes. So that wherever you are at any time, you'll be able to identify what is going on around you. So that you will not be fooled by anything or anyone or any situation. You know how many times I have been fooled by people? Forget about me. The person sitting by your side, ask them. How many times have you been fooled? They will tell you they almost changed their name to fool. Because they have been fooled so many times. But after today, God will give you discernment. So that you don't fall. Hey, there are people who will pretend. There are too many pretenders, especially in the house of God. Pretenders that are carrying the Bible. Pretenders that
And they are speaking in tongues. And they fool you with that. Pretenders that are prophesying. Pretenders that are preaching. Pretenders that are teaching. And you look at them, you don't see that behind them there is a spirit. I pray for you that the spirit that operates behind the people around your life, the Lord will let you see the spirit. Look at Judges chapter 3. Flip it back. I'll show you another scripture in Judges chapter 3. I got 12 prayer points for you before you leave this morning. Judges chapter 3 in verse 15. Here is a totally different story of a man who thought he was in a safe hand. A man who thought he was at peace. A man who thought that the individual he was dealing with was a friend and not a fool. In Judges chapter 3 verse 15, but when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, the Lord raised them up a deliverer, Ehud, the son of Gera, a Benjamite, a man left-handed, and by him the children of Israel sent a present. Look at it now. Sent a present. This was how they won this battle. Sent a present unto Eglon, the king of Moab. Now, when someone comes and gives you a present, what do you do? You are happy. Isn't that right? You are relaxed. You give them a hug. Maybe even give them a kiss and go and get a thank you card. Whereas it was your death sentence that they gave to you. So they took a present and they sent Ehud to go and give him as a present of peace. Even though they came with a present of peace, at the back of their mind, they were shouting war, 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 war. But with the present, it looked like peace. I pray for you. Those who are crying peace, but actually they are preparing for war, the Lord will expose them. You won't say amen. You won't say amen. I said those who are planning for war, but they are giving an impression of peace, may the Lord expose them to you. May no one be able to hide away from you in the name of Jesus. But when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord himself used this strategy. Look at verse 16. But Ehud made him, what? A dagger. In one hand he carried a present. In the other hand, he carried what? A dagger. Which had two edges of a cubit length. And he did gird it under his raiment upon his right thigh. Jesus. And Ehud came to him as he was sitting in a summer pallor. Ah, may your summer not be turned into winter. Oh, you don't understand it. You understand it by and by. Which he had for himself alone. And Ehud said, I have a message from God unto thee. And he arose out of his seat. And Ehud put forth his hand and took the dagger from his left right thigh. And as they hugged, Pastor Gerard, I will not stab you, but come. Here is the king. Here is the killer. May I never be a killer. Now the king rose up from his summer house, but the dagger was right here. And the present was right here. So as he came, oh king, long live the king. Long live the king. No, the king is about to die. And yet he's saying long live the king. So he comes and he gives him the present. And as he takes the present from his hand, he says, I'm so happy. Let me give you a hug. And here is he on his right thigh going like this. And he says, thank you, king. Thank you, king. And he takes the dagger before the king could go. Bang on his side. The king got a present. But packaged with the same present was a dagger. Every package that will destroy your life shall not be your portion. Everyone carrying a present and carrying a dagger at the same time, may the Lord expose them to you. May the Lord expose them to you. Now look at what happened here. And Ehud put forth his left hand and took the dagger from his right thigh and thrust it into his belly. And Ehud, when he thrust it into his belly, you know what he did? He went forth through the porch and he shut the doors of the parlor upon him and he locked them as if nothing ever happened. And he escaped while they tarried and passed beyond the quarries and escaped to Sirath. And the children of Israel again did evil. No, we don't need that. But the point I'm trying to make is this. It was after he had killed him and left, and they were waiting for daddy to come out of the house, and daddy never came out. They forced the door open, but he was dead. I pray for you. Whenever you are alone, may they never have to force your door open. The prayer of this morning, something is wrong with it. I said, may they never have to force your door open. In the mighty name of Jesus. The door that you lock yourself, you will open by yourself. In the mighty name of Jesus. I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. We live in a world of deception. Because the devil is the Lord and the ruler of this world. And by peace, many people have been destroyed. If I were to give microphone today, and if I were to give you opportunity from this lady to this man, to this lady as young as she is, you will be shocked at what men here have experienced in the hand of people they thought they were at peace with. In fact, people that have vowed to them that we are brothers, people that have vowed to them that we are in covenant relationship, but they turn around and destroy them so easily. Some of you will go without food for days. You'll just sit down there and be looking like the brother who is sitting in the front and just put your hand on your chin and say, Jesus. He just removed his hand from his chin. And you say, Jesus, how can so-and-so do this to me? How can so-and-so do me like this? The enemy seeks to destroy by giving you an impression that everything is peaceful. Now, let me show you now what the enemy does to accomplish this. Number one, when he sees that by war he cannot defeat you, so he makes a proclamation, listen to Bishop, and he withdraws all the demons that have been assigned against you. He says, okay, you demons, back off. Back off. Go back. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. And suddenly you are able to breathe. The heaviness you feel around you is gone. And everything looks so nice. Another thing he does is the human agents that he assigns against you, those are his own agents, that he assigns against you, he tells them, back off. Leave him alone. Don't trouble him anymore. Don't appear in his dreams. Don't let him see dead people anymore. That doesn't mean that they don't want to kill you. All right, don't let him see dead people anymore. Leave him alone. Don't let him walk naked in his dream anymore. Leave him alone. In fact, give him purple dress to wear in his dream, so he will think it's royalty that he is now. He will tell them, oh no, stop, stop, stop. Don't let him start picking snails in his dreams. Don't let him start picking crabs in his dreams. Because when he sees that, he will know that we're trying to slow down his journey in life. He says, don't do that. Leave him alone. Succubus, incubus, leave him alone. Don't go and sleep with him. Don't go and sleep with her. Because those are the demons that sleep with people in their sleep. He said, leave them alone. And then you look at yourself. Your dreams are fantastic. As a matter of fact, you are seeing heaven. You are seeing angels. But actually, they are angels of darkness disguised as angels of light. Ah! I will never forget the time I was in serious warfare. May I never see that time again in my life. Yeah! 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 I've been through warfare. Yeah! The battle was much when I was in Alabama. But the battle was battle for battle. Even though the battle was much against me, the grace upon me was incredible. Incredible. God gave me so much grace. I've told you this story before. 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm in the bush. When everybody's going to work, I'm going to work also. And I will stay in the bush, no food, no drink, from 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock. So I'm driving as they are driving out, and I'm driving in as they are driving in. 8 to 5, how many hours is that? Non-stop prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over every demon. The prayer was serious. So the battle was much. And the devil knew that, hey, this one has grace to match whatever I do against him. You know what the devil did? Hey, God, open my eyes. Oh. He gave me a proclamation of peace. But I did not know. I did not know. You know what he did? I had a dream. In the dream, Pastor, an angel came to me. And the angel said, your battle has been much. I said, yes, so. I said, God finally sent you. He said, yes. I'm from his presence. But it was not from his presence. It was from the presence of Satan. But I did not know. Ah, may you know what you ought to know. In the name of Jesus Christ. He came to me, Pastor. And he said, the battle is over. He said, but there are a few more battles that you need to fight. And it will be over. He said, these are the prayers you need to pray. And he gave me the prayer in unknown tongues. I'm telling you the truth, I lie not. He said, when you pray, pray in tongues. So that the enemy will not be able to decode what you say. And he gave me how to pray. And the dream was so vivid, when I woke up, I remembered the dream. But so as to be able to remember the prayers, I took my tape recorder at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I recorded the tongues into the tape recorder so I can wake up and go back to the bush and keep on firing. So I prayed that thing about 3 or 4 times into the tape recorder. And I praised God. I said, God, finally, the war is over. And I slept. When I woke up in the morning, I asked myself a question. I said, this dream that I dreamt, where is it in the Bible where an angel came to you, to a person, and gave them unknown tongues to use in prayer? I said, I have to go and check this thing with God. But do you know what? It was too late. The very fact that I prayed the prayer into my tape recorder, I was already in trouble. I never knew it. Just recorded it 2 or 3 times into the tape recorder, the deal was done. I thank God. Can you imagine if I had gone out for 8 hours? Thank you. And just repeated that prayer, and repeat that prayer, and repeat that prayer, and repeat that prayer, and we'll be here today. Destroyed by peace. You know what happened? That afternoon, I was in the church, still thinking about this dream that I dreamt. Then a man came to the door of the church and banged on the door. And I said, who are these people disturbing me? So I went out. He said, are you the pastor here? I said, yes. That time there was no cell phone. Nothing like cell phone in those days. He said, your wife and your children, they are on Weir's Ferry Road. My wife went to pick up my children on Weir's Ferry Road and stopped in front of a red light, and the car just exploded. So I ran there. I said, how did this happen? Everybody was shocked. And I saw my wife sitting in front of Domino's Pizza on Weir's Ferry Road by Burbank Avenue. And she was sitting on the floor. My children were sitting on the floor. My car was on fire. I said, how did it happen? No one could explain. Then I went to God. I said, God, how did it happen? He said, the prayer you prayed in tongues. He said, you pronounced a death sentence upon your wife, upon your children, to be wiped out the same day. Ah, by the grace of God, you will not be wiped out. Your husband will not be wiped out. Your wife will not be wiped out. Your children will not be wiped out. You will not carry 3 caskets in a day. You will not carry 4 caskets in a day. You will not carry 5 caskets in a day. In the mighty name of Jesus, as you are completing church, you will be completing the house. When they go out in the morning, they will come back safely in the afternoon. In the mighty name of Jesus, shout fire. The enemy knows how to destroy by peace. Pay attention to your dreams. Not all of them are from God, though. All right? We Africans especially, and Caribbeans, we are dream experts. Any little dream like this, you are shaking. You better find out from God. Are you the one who is talking? Or is it the devil who is talking? So when the enemy wants to destroy by peace, he does something with your dreams. All right? But not only that. He removes all the blockages that are in your life, all the barriers that are in your way. He takes away all the traps. He takes away all the nets that are in your life. He opens the prison door and tells you, you are free now. You can go now. But he only opens one door. The main door is not open, though. It's the inner door that is open. He withdraws all the hardship forces that are fighting against your life. He stops all the battles against your prosperity. He stops all the battles against your progress. Whatever has fought against your ease, he removes it and he says, we are now at peace. It's a lie. Unfortunately, for us as human beings, wants ease and comfort. Ease and comfort become our portion. You know what we do? We relax. We relax. And we let down our guards. I thank God for warfare. Warfare keeps you on your toes. Warfare keeps you fasting. Warfare keeps you praying. Warfare keeps you vigilant. But when the enemy says that through the warfare he cannot win, then he gives you a signature of peace. Sign it. And then you relax. And then you let down your guards. The time of Satan's false peace, you know what? Will be a very good time for us to accept the peace. Accept the peace offer. Don't turn it down. Accept the peace offer, but turn the table around on him. And fortify yourself against the wiles of the devil. It will have been to our benefit to do what a couple that I know did. Both of them, Pastor, both of them, the man and the woman, come from polygamous family. And a curse was placed on them that neither one of them will marry. So they were growing. 20 years old, nobody came. Nobody said yes. Until they were in their 40s. But they were fasting and praying and fasting and praying. And the battle was much. The enemy was getting too much damages. So you know what the devil and the witches that he was using did? They said, let's leave them alone. Let's leave them alone. Let them go and marry. So what the devil did was they backed off. The witches also backed off. If the witches that did this thing were here this morning, I would have given them the microphone. So they could have told you what they did by themselves. But they are in Africa. And I don't want to waste my time on British Airways or Virgin Atlantic to bring them to come and give a useless testimony. But they said, we backed off from them. And I pray for you that all the interconnected warfare that is working against your life, the Lord will deliver you from it. You know, A will marry B. And the witches in B's house and the witches in A's house, they will conspire together to fight both of them. All the witches in your father's house, in your mother's house, in your husband's house, in your wife's house, that have conspired to fight against you, may they receive the judgment of fire. So they conspired. But these people were prayerful people, fasting and praying. And they said, okay, let them go. Let them marry. Let them marry. On the day of marriage, we will deal with them. One of them will have to die on their day of marriage. So they left them alone. You know, the moment they left them alone, it was as if the devil never exists. Everything began to go smoothly. Before the brother realized it, the promotion he has been looking for years on his job, they gave it to him. The lady was jobless, but immediately she got a job in the bank. And everything was looking up. And they went and did the local custom marriage, and everything went well. There was no problem. And they were looking at themselves. This is great. This is wonderful. We finally won. The devil finally lost. Hallelujah. They were singing. Then God called the brother. He said, my son, seek not yet repose. Thou art still in the midst of foes. Watch and pray. A day has been set. I pray for you. Every evil day that has been set, you will not keep an appointment with that evil day. You didn't hear my prayer. Any evil day that the enemy has set for you, that on such and such a day, this and that will happen, it shall not happen in the name of Jesus. They set an evil day that the wedding day will be the day that they will do wonders. Shock and awe was their plan. But God told the man, he said, if you don't do like my other children do, that when they get false peace, they relax, you will overcome. Do you know what these people did? 3 days to the wedding, they declared 7-day fast. 3 days to the wedding, they declared 7-day fast. No food, though. No food, no drink, nothing, just prayer. So 3 days before the fast, before the wedding, they were fasting. On the wedding day, their lips were as dry can be. When they were saying, do you do? And the man said, I do. The preacher said, what happened? Because the breath was foul. The day of wedding like this, Pastor, they were in fasting. They were in fasting. So they came. They came. They came. They came. The Agude Gudes. If you don't know who the Agude Gudes are, go and check my dictionary. There is the Agude. There is the Agude. And there is the Agude Gude. The Agude are the lower witches. The Agude, they are the medium witches. The Agude Gude. Turn to somebody and ask them, are you Agude Gude? Shout fire! At the wedding, the Agude Gudes came, but nobody saw them. They came with the air. They came to cause disturbance. But the moment they came, they couldn't find the brother or the sister. Where they were sitting like this brother and this sister, all they saw was fire. All they saw was fire. From today, may God turn you into fire. In your sleep, may God turn you into fire. On your job, may God turn you into fire. They came and they were asking, where are they? Where are they? Where are they? Where are they? They couldn't find them. But they were sitting there in fire. When you get to heaven, God will show you the price he has paid. And the things he has done, and the victories he has given you, then you'll be able to praise him. That's why in heaven, we are going to praise him forever and ever and ever and ever. Holy, 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 holy. Because then you will know what you don't know now. Hey! So the people turned back and went to report. I said, we never found them. And the devil said, you never found them. You didn't see the two lights. They said, we saw them. They said, that's them. They said, we cannot approach. We cannot approach. May the anointing of don't approach fall upon your life. Pastor, reception. He was having cookie, serving rice, jollof rice. Somebody let me go pray for the lady over there, deliverance ministers. God will touch people here this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Lama kore debe sandaba. Just concentrate on me. All right. Concentrate on me. Ramai, go. God will touch you. God will set you on fire. That your enemies will come. They say, we cannot touch this one. In the name of Jesus. They said we couldn't approach. Because the fire was too much. During the reception, everybody was eating jollof rice. Everybody was eating beans. Everybody was eating whatever they were eating. The couple was just sitting there. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. They said they should come and dance. Which dance? Which dance? They said, oh, hell, other people, you can go and dance. For us, we are dancing in the spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. So the program was over. And then somebody went to them and said, where are you going for honeymoon? The brother said, which one? Honey or moon? Honeymoon? They said, we have to go to NASA to rent the shuttle to go to the moon for honeymoon. And there's no honey on the moon. We are here. You know what they did? They came to an hotel that night. People thought they were going to do what people do in hotel on the day they got married. All that night, they never slept. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. It's not time for you to rest yet. Don't worry, celebration is coming. Let this battle be over first. Don't worry, celebration. You will celebrate till you are tired. But for now, stay on the battlefield. Win this battle once and for all. Don't take the bait of Satan. So on the day of wedding was day number 4, fasting and praying. All that night, the people thought they went to the hotel to enjoy themselves. They were praying, they were fasting. The next morning, they dressed up, they went to church. They were still fasting. They were serving communion in church that day. They never participated because they were still in the fast. Then 3 days after that, makes it 7 days, God said, go and break your fast. It was then God told them what happened on the day of the wedding. You know what the devil said? The devil said, for you and your wife, you have won. I will not bother you again. I will leave you alone. You can go and do what you want to do. You can go and be who you want to be. My friends, my friends, my friends, my friends, my friends. May celebration not kill you. Somebody has been looking for a child for 10 years. They finally get pregnant. And you know what they start doing on Facebook? Hello, friends. Hello, all of you. Both they are good. And they are good. And they are good. Good. Hello, all of you. There is something inside my wife. It is like a black eyepiece. It is developing. Developing. Okay. And they won't touch the baby. They will let the baby develop. And when you give birth to the baby, what you give birth to, you will wish you never got pregnant. When the enemy offers you peace, take it. But turn the table around him by not relaxing. Turn the table around on him by not letting down your guards. Turn the table around on him by praying, by fasting, so that the enemy will lose and lose completely. Unfortunately, we assume that the war is over. Hence, you know what we do? We go into celebration mode. Come and see what the Lord has done. Come and see what the Lord has done. Come and see what the Lord. No, it's not the Lord who did it. The Lord has not done it yet. It still remains 7 days before the Lord does it. Okay? It's the devil who does it. He stepped back. No time for celebration yet. Yeah, that's what made the people that stole the wives of David and his friends. That's what destroyed them. They stole his wives. They stole the wives of the other people. And they went to their own camp. When they got to their own camp, what were they doing? Come and see what the Lord has done. Come and see what the Lord has done. And the devil said, and David said, okay, I hear their sound. When they were drunk and they were eating, he came and wiped them out. Haven't you seen celebrations that turn into mourning? Haven't you seen wedding ceremonies that turn into troubled time? They were doing a wedding somewhere in Nigeria. And they warned the man, they said, this wedding that you want to do, there's battle against it. He said, we have done this one, and we have done it. The building where they were just collapsed on all of them. Another one was trying to build a house. He built a house. The day they were doing housewarming, the building, the three-story building, just collapsed on all of them. When you know yourself, the family you came from is a family of battles. You know yourself. You know yourself. The family that your husband and your wife come from is family of battles. You know yourself. Even if you don't know, you by your own life and the things that are going on around you, so contrary to the word of God, you know there is something going on. And you are celebrating. It's not time for celebration yet. You will celebrate till you are tired. But for now, stay on your knees. For now, stay in fasting. Unfortunately, we get into the celebration mode. Unfortunately, we get into the relaxation mode. We cut down on praying, or we stop praying completely. We come up with reasons not to fast. It is then you discover that you have ulcer. You know, I have ulcer now. The ulcer is on the right side of my stomach. The ulcer is in my spine. And I cannot fast. I didn't even know they have ulcer in the spine. The ulcer is in the spine. Consequently, I cannot fast. The last time I fasted, my eyes were turning me. And I was, that's how we speak it in our country. My eyes were turning me. And I was having headache. Who told you you will not have headache? Did somebody tell you that if you fast, you will not have headache? But the time you used to fast, when before the devil removed his hand, you were having headache, you were fasting. Continue fasting. Continue calling on God. Continue reading the Bible. Continue going to church. Don't throw it. Don't throw away your armor. I had a relation. Not saved though. Not born again. All right? He was a well-known man in Nigeria. And they were looking for him to kill him. But they couldn't. He was not saved. The reason they couldn't kill him was that he had an amulet around his waist. As long as the amulet was around his waist, nobody can kill him. Except if he takes it off. So day and night, it is on. I don't know what got into him. They told him the thing is waterproof. So you could bath with it. But he said, I've been bathing with this thing. And after I bathe with it, it will get wet. And when I put on my uniform, he was a policeman. When I put on my uniform, the uniform has a line that it is wet. I'm tired of this thing. So one day, one time, he removed the amulet and went to take a shower. They carried him out of the bathroom. No, this is not somebody they told me. Oh, this is somebody I know. That's how he died. Those who are looking for you, may they never find you. You didn't hear my prayer. The armor of God. Armor. The armor to defend your life that you have on. When peace comes, may you never remove it. May you continue to sleep in it. May you continue to wake up in it. That's the way to enjoy life, oh. Because when the enemy gives you peace, you say you don't need the armor again. You don't need your bow and arrow again. You don't need anything again. Now you can rise up and play. Brother Sunday. Then something happens. You know what happens? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, in verse 3. I'm about to close. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. In verse 3, this is what happens. When you relax and you think everything is fine and you think you can now, the battle is over now, then something happens. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 3. This is how the enemy operates, ladies and gentlemen. Destroyed by peace. So what happens is, when the enemy removes his hand and he gives you a vacation, and you take the vacation and you stop doing the things you used to do, then in verse 3 he says, for when they shall see. Are you listening to me? Peace and safety. What happens? Sudden destruction cometh upon them. Ah, may you never experience destruction. You didn't hear my prayer. May you never experience sudden destruction in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You know, it reminds me of that old church song, and we are going to sing it this morning. It says, Christian, seek not yet repose. Hear thy gracious and guardian angels say, thou art in the midst of foes. Watch and pray. It says, principalities and powers are mustering their unseen array. You know what it says after that? They wait for your unguarded hour. Ah, may you never be unguarded. May you never be unwatchful. It says, watch and pray. I like what it says in the last verse. It says, watch as if on that alone hung the issue of the day. Pray that help may be sent down so that when the enemy gives you peace, catch the peace and use it against him. Rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. Yes. Yes, give it to us. Everybody, Christian, seek not.
Christian, seek not yet. Hey, 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 hey.
No. That's not it. You are saying it right, but she's speaking it wrong. All right? Start all over again. We will sing it together.
Christian, seek not yet repose. Hear thy guardian angels say, thou art in the midst of foes. Watch and pray. Principalities apart, most ring their unseen array. Wait for thy unguarded hours. Watch and pray. Guide thy heavenly among, wear it ever night and day. Ambush lies the evil one. Watch and pray. Yet the victors whose hope came, still they mark each warrior's way. All with one clear voice exclaim, watch and pray. Yet above all, hear thy Lord, him thou lovest to obey. High within thy heart is one. Watch and pray. Watch us save on that alone, on the issue of the day. Pray that.
that may be sent down, water and prayer. Christians sick not yet repose, hear thy guardian angel say, thou art in the midst of foes, watch and pray. Principle, it is a past, most renowned sin array, wait for thy own God and hearts, watch and pray.
God, thy heavenly among, where it ever night and day, ambush
lies the
enemy.
Want us to sing verse 4 after I said these words. Verse 4 says, hear the victors who overcame. Some people have overcome. Oh, you know some saints that are on the other side. They have overcome. You know what they are saying? They are saying, still, they mark each warrior's way. They are marking your way. They are marking your way. They are marking your way so as to destroy you. But you shall not be destroyed. Amen. Let's sing that verse 4 for the last one.
Hear the victors who overcame, still they mark it warriors' way, all with one sweet voice proclaim.
My father, let me never fall for any of Satan's tricks. Open your mouth and fire prayer in the name of Jesus. Father, let me never fall for any of these tricks of Satan in the mighty name of Jesus. No matter what trick Satan brings my way, help me never to fall in the name of Jesus Christ. Help me never to fall for Satan's tricks in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me never fall for the tricks of Satan. They will come and they will talk. They will come and they use their strategies. Lord, give me the power, give me the grace, give me the strength, give me the anointing. Never to fall for the tricks of Satan in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let me never be destroyed. Come on, pray. The strategies of Satan shall never destroy me. Let me never be destroyed by Satan's strategies in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray this afternoon that the deceiver shall never be able to deceive you in the mighty name of Jesus. That the deceivers of this world, the deceivers that are around, they will never succeed at deceiving you in the mighty name of Jesus. Say, by the grace of God, the deceiver shall never be able to deceive me in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let them never prevail, let them never destroy me. I shall not be destroyed by the tricks of Satan, by the strategies of Satan, by the wiles of Satan, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I want you to pray tonight, this afternoon, that God will give you the anointing to discern between deceit and truth, between lie and truth, in the mighty name of Jesus. That God will give you the anointing to discern between deception and the truth, in the name of Jesus. Pray for that anointing, pray for that power to be able to discern between lies, between error and truth, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, my father, say, give me grace not to sleep in the middle of warfare. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Father, give me grace not to sleep in the middle of warfare in the mighty name of Jesus. Give me grace not to sleep in the middle of warfare in the name of Jesus Christ. Grace not to sleep in the middle of warfare. Father, give it to me, give it to me, give it to me, give it to me in the mighty name of Jesus. Give me grace not to sleep in the, come on, pray, 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 that you will not sleep in the middle of war in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, God will give you the grace not to sleep in the middle of war in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus, 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 grace not to sleep in the middle of war. Give it to me right now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want to pray prayer for some people this afternoon. If you are here this afternoon and you know your prayer life is under warfare, I want you to raise your hand. You know your prayer life is under warfare. I want you to raise your hand. You know your prayer. Father, I pray for these hands that are raised. I come against the battles that have rendered their prayer life not as it used to be. I decree that every power that has been sent against you to destroy your prayer life will go back to wherever they came from. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for you this afternoon that grace not to be weary, grace not to be tired in prayer, may it fall upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Grace that you never had, strength that you never had, interest in prayer that you never had, may it be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for you. Whatever you have eaten in your dream that has brought weariness, tiredness, laziness in prayer into your life, I command fire to destroy them. In the name of Jesus Christ, whatever arrow has been shot to shut down your prayer life, we command that arrow to catch fire. We command that arrow to catch fire. In the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for all of you with your hands raised. Grace. Grace. Grace to watch and pray. May it be your portion in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Daddy, for the answer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Everybody say, my Father, my Father. Say, let your grace prevent me from relaxing in the middle of hostility. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Father, let your grace prevent me from relaxing in the midst of hostility in the name of Jesus. Father, give me the grace not to relax. Give me the grace not to relax in the middle of hostility in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh God, oh God, oh God, grace not to relax in the middle of hostility. Father, give it to me this afternoon. Yes, Jesus. In Jesus mighty name we have prayed. Say, Father, grace to be battle ready at all times. Give it to me this morning. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Grace to be battle ready. Let it be my portion. Let it be my portion. Grace to be battle ready. Grace to be battle ready. Let it be my portion. 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 Grace to be battle ready at all times. Let it be my portion. In the name of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want you to help me pray for the person beside you. Just hold their hand. And I want you to pray for them. Say, my brother, my sister. Say, I pray for you. As the devil lost on the cross, may he lose in every area of your life. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. As Satan lost on the cross, may he lose in every area of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, may he lose in every area of your life. As Satan lost on the cross, may he lose in every area of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, as Satan lost on the cross, may he lose in every... As Satan lost on the cross, as Satan lost on the cross, may he lose in every area of your life. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. One more prayer for them before we pray the last prayer. Say, my brother, my sister. Say, I pray for you. Say, may God deliver you from a life of on and off battles. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer for them in the name of Jesus. Life of on and off, on and off, on and off, on and off, on and off. Today there is peace, tomorrow there is war. Life of on and off battles. May God deliver you from them in the name of Jesus. May God deliver you from life of on and off battles. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Remako silaba shikatadaba. Life of on and off battles. May God deliver you from them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Break your hand and put your hand on your head. Say, peace and safety. Open your mouth. Say, peace and safety. One more time. Say, peace and safety shall be my portion from the Lord and not from Satan. Open your mouth and pray that very important prayer. Peace and safety shall be my portion from the Lord. I'm not looking for peace from Satan. The peace that Satan gives, Satan takes. The peace that Satan gives, Satan takes. In every area of your life, peace and safety shall be your portion from the Lord. Peace and safety, let it be my portion from the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let peace and safety be my portion from the Lord. Let peace and safety be my portion from the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Peace and safety shall be my portion from the Lord. Peace and safety. Pray, 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 pray. Peace in every area. Peace on my job. Peace in my health. Peace in my ministry. Peace in every area of my life. Peace and safety, let it be my portion. Father, let peace and safety be my portion in every area of my life. Peace, safety. In the name of Jesus, without sudden destruction, I reject sudden destruction. In the name of Jesus Christ, I reject the peace that Satan gives, the peace that God gives, the safety that God gives. That shall be my portion this afternoon. In the mighty name of Jesus, peace and safety from the Lord. Father, let it be my portion. 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 Open your mouth and talk to the Lord as we close this afternoon. Let peace and safety be my portion from the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, peace and safety, let it be my portion from the Lord. In the name of... Peace and safety from the Lord. Peace and safety from the Lord. Let it be my portion. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Open it for me. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want you to look at this oil in my hand. I've kept this oil for many, many, many months. This oil has been through 40 days and 40 nights of fasting. 40 days and 40 nights of total no food. We're going to anoint ourselves with this oil. Put it here. This that I'm holding in my hand is fire. I will not stand before you and lie to you. This has been through 40 days and 40 nights of no food whatsoever. And look at it. Look at it. Is it that? I've never seen oil do that before. Maybe the woman has. You are going to anoint yourself with this oil. And you are going to say these words. Peace and safety from the Lord is my portion. In the name of Jesus. You know, anoint themselves with it. I decree that peace, safety from the Lord shall be their portion. And every fake peace that will ultimately result into war, we cancel it this morning in Jesus' name. Thank you, Daddy, for honoring it right now. Let your fire touch your people. In Jesus' name we pray. And it's that as we leave this place, we will not die in the camp of the enemy. That as we leave this place, a new discernment will be given to us to know who is a friend and who is an enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, that from this day, the enemy will not succeed at tricking us. From this day, the enemy will not succeed at deceiving us. In the name of Jesus. And every ground that we have lost to the deception of the devil, we claim them back today in the name of Jesus Christ. For everyone that has put their finger in this oil and anointed themselves, I prophesy to you, you shall never be destroyed. The strategies of the enemy shall never destroy you. The plans in your father's house, he shall never destroy you. From your mother's house, he shall never destroy you. No matter who tries to bring you down, they will bring themselves down in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for everyone that has anointed themselves, that you will move them out of relaxation mode. You will make them to be on fire and to fight the battle until they win in the name of Jesus Christ. You shall never be destroyed. I decree for you, peace and safety shall be your portion. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Everybody said amen. I want you to shout, I shall never be destroyed 7 times. 7 times. Wait. We'll start together. And then we'll do it 7 times. All right? After 2, go 1, 2. I shall never be destroyed. 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 One more time. I shall never be destroyed. Shout fire! Shout fire! Shout fire! Hallelujah!